propagating the Bible and praying in public.
At the intersection of the 20th and 21st.
It's off the beaten track.
It's rare. Indie. Indie. A feeble man.
There is a way that seems right to a person. It is.
Let the hell on the bloody nuts. One more body laid to rest. Run and fight for what you think is right. The world's in the check. Well, I live the same. God's creation is going right.
Oi, 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 oi seminarian who doesn't know the difference between the supernatural and a bad clam. I am a trained psychotherapist.
Who do you think you are?
You think your secular education gives you the right to question the church?
Your education doesn't give you any immunity.
And yet he had the audacity to snicker at me in a classroom in university when I made the statement that the New Testament was reliable, and that he didn't even have any text to determine it. I said, sir, that's ridiculous.
just how quiet it is.
Fear of Silence. The Undeaters, before that, something classic from them. A couple discarded ones slammed their way in to kick things off. Hey, you got a comment, question, or insult? Email me at feebleman@gmail.com. M-A-N-N. Well, peering down the pipe, I see a little bit of Argyle Park in the mix, as well as something new from Grayson Thieves' Wasteland, and classic retro from Andy Pratt. Well, with thousands of variants, how in the world can you trust the Bible to be historically reliable? Stick around.
Declare the things that are going to come afterward, that we may know that you are God.
The Crucified's iconic album, Pillars of Humanity, is now re-released and available in vinyl. Big sound, big art. The vinyl re-release of the Cruise Pillars.
Get it now at Vinyl Regains and VeritasVinyl.com.
Looking down for much too long, and the members you're here to serve.
You live and learn when you listen all day to
Off the Beaten Track.
Primary source of evidence for the resurrection is found in the New Testament.
Over 99.5% free of mistakes, we look at the translation and transmission over the last almost 2,000 years. We're joined by Daniel B. Wallace from the Greek Department at Dallas Theological Seminary.
There are literally hundreds of thousands of textual variants or changes among the manuscripts. And when the first time somebody hears that, they can really panic and think, my gosh, there's hundreds of thousands of changes. Well, how could we possibly tell what the original text said? Well, the way that we do that is most of these textual differences, or textual variants is what they're called, are inconsequential. They are spelling differences or nonsense errors that a scribe made because he wasn't paying as close attention as he could have. For example, the most common variant that we see in the manuscripts is what's called a movable new. It's the letter N at the end of a word when the next word starts with a vowel. It's exactly the same kind of a principle that we have in English when we say an apple or a book. You drop the N if you have the next word start with a consonant, and you keep it if it starts with a vowel. And the Greek manuscripts do this. That's the most common particular variant we have among the New Testament manuscripts. Then you've got spelling differences for the name of John. Virtually every time you see the name John, it's either spelled with two N's in the middle or one N. You've got different spellings on other words where there's a thing that involves vowels that have no impact on the meaning whatsoever. It's just spelling differences. And I believe that somewhere in the range of 75 to 80% of all of our textual variants are of this sort, spelling changes that don't affect anything. Then the next largest category is going to be those that make no translational difference, or they involve synonyms. And the reason they would not make a translational difference is because of transpositions or word order changes. Greek is a highly inflected language, which means that it can put the object first and the subject last, and it still means the same thing. Because of the endings on the words, it can identify this is the object, this is the subject. If anybody's taken Spanish or German or some other foreign language that's fairly well inflected, they understand this. So if you say in Greek, Jesus loves John, you can say it with John first in the sentence, loves second, and Jesus last. And you'd still read it, Jesus loves John, because Jesus is in the nominative case and John is in the accusative case. So you can tell by the endings what the subject is and what the object is. Well, there's actually, you take a three-word sentence like that, and there are 16 different ways to arrange that without changing the meaning one iota. So that's the kind of that's the second largest category, is these transpositions or synonyms, where they may use Lord or Jesus interchangeably. It's the same person. That's a very large category. The third largest category of textual variants has to do with those that are meaningful variants. That is, they do impact the meaning of the text, our understanding of the text to some degree, but they're not viable. And by viable, I mean that they don't have any kind of a pedigree that suggests that it goes back to the original text. So if you find a variant in a 12th century manuscript and it sticks out there by itself, you say, how in the world did this guy get this wording from someplace? Like in 1 Thessalonians 2:9, there's a 12th century manuscript that says, "We preach to you the gospel of Christ," I think is what it is. While as in most manuscripts, it's the gospel of God. And this one 12th century manuscript has the gospel of Christ. Well, that's a meaningful variant. It's a different reading. It helps us to understand the text differently, but it doesn't have any pedigree. You know, for the first 11 centuries, you say, how come we don't see any other manuscripts with this? And consequently, that's called a meaningful variant, but not a viable one. And then the fourth category is what everybody is really concerned about, and that's the variants that are both meaningful and viable. And yet, by far, we have no more than 1% of all of our variants fitting into that category. In fact, that's really a high estimate. So we have less than 1% of all the texture variants that are both meaningful and viable.
Too many people are just left in the dark. This is Argyle Park.
Thank you. bag of empty tomb. You're putting up with feeble man and off the beaten track.
It's Gat. About the green, man. Or the digits these days. This is Andy Pratt, wrapping it up. This is Money.
money's not worth what it used to be. One thing for sure, it's worth more than what it's gonna be. The things we rely on, are they really there? Or is it just a paper money? It's just a paper money. Too much of paper money. It seems like it's a little out of control. Gotta pay some pretty big bills. They got dancing girls and cowboys. With questions and answers and questions and answers and questions. But when you look behind, you see that it's all just paint on a backdrop. It's just paper money. It's just a paper money. Too much of paper money. It seems like it's a little out of control. Who's gonna pay those bills?
And rebellious to the perfect will of the creator of the universe, who loved the world so much that he took on human flesh to be crucified as a sacrifice for our sins, then rose again, conquering death and offering heaven as a reality to all those who accept him and banishing those who reject him to an eternal hell.
Something to that effect, yes.